Bante, I'm facing a dilemma. My parents want me to pursue a family and a successful business, believing it will bring happiness and merit for the both of us. However, I see this as unbeneficial in the context of samsara. If I choose monastic life, I'll disobey my parents and hurt them, as they don't value the Dhamma. Is there a way to avoid causing them pain while following my path?
No, you can't have it both ways. On one hand, you have a goal that's kind of easier to accomplish in a way, more palpable, more satisfactory to more people. Get your family, job, look after parents. On the other hand, but then, you know, it has its limited benefits. Benefits are kind of up to this life, and even that's questionable.
It's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed that you'll be sickness-free and aging and death. So that's unavoidable, and it might come sooner than expected. So, plus lots of other factors can come in the way. On the other hand, you have a task that would obviously displease everybody around you, be much harder to accomplish, much more uncertain to succeed at. But if you do, then you're done. You have ended the samsara for you. So it's just like what type of vision you have, whether it's short-sighted or long-sighted. Are you courageous enough or not? But you can't go both ways. You can't. It's impossible. And also, if you think like, oh, well, you know, I'll do one for a bit, then I'll do the other one later. Theoretically, I suppose that's possible. But practically, the longer you stay engaging with a household life, household duties,
the joys and grief,
accumulating results of the actions of a householder, the more burden is accumulated, which means it's going to be harder and harder to give it up, because it's the more time it passes, it's going to start to concern more and more people, not just you and your parents. And then it will be factually harder to sever those ties. Yeah. So it's not the status quo. It's not going to stay a neutral thing that then you can just switch 20 years from now on. No, the burden will be there, binding you even harder. Yeah. So you want to be, basically, you want to make that decision sooner rather than later, and then stick to it.
And we come up with this kind of, meet many people that come up with this dilemma.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the suttas often as well. You know, parents leaving the family.
You don't want to
duty
harm your parents,
but
you think, do they know what is beneficial?
Well, that's the thing. Like, see, back in India, you leave your family. If you were the only son, there was a good chance they probably won't live much longer. Or when they reach the old age, that's it. You were their insurance policy. But that's not the case today. So you might displease them, but hardly parents today would be existentially threatened if the child leaves. Certainly if you come from the Western society. You know, there is plenty of systems in order that you wouldn't need. And mind you, even people whose children don't leave them, they're not, you know, the children don't look after the parents. It's just not. There's so many other ways. So it's like, then you want to also just check, basically. Is it just that you're going to cause the mental discomfort and upset and disappointment? And don't conflate that with like, oh no, they really need me for their survival, which is most likely not the case. But either way, you're going to have to take responsibility. If you choose to appease to them, you can't then later on in your life complain, because you chose what they wanted over what you wanted. And you have to stick to that now. And everything that comes out of it 20 years later, it's on you. You can't blame your parents or anybody. You made that choice. And same, if you choose to pursue the way out of samsara and go the uncertain path, build up the courage, it's on you. Any suffering that your parents have, upset, disappointment, it's on you.
But you have to
accept it. And then, again, if you practice successfully, you will find a way out of it without needing to abandon your practice in the Dhamma. But that is conditional upon successful practice. you could use it as an inspiration and a criteria and a threshold for the successfulness of your practice. Like, are you able to bear the weight of leaving your parents, incurring them suffering, to do what you want, not doing what they want from you, despite them raising you, investing their whole life in you? Are you able to endure that? Practice rightly, not be moved by it. So each time you get careless in your practice, just remember what's at stake, the welfare of your parents that you abandoned. So can you afford then to be careless and mess around and, oh, today I'll ignore my intentions and I'll act out of sensuality? Because this is what you caused.
That's quite interesting, because you can use that remembering. If your parents are hurt by your going forth, you can use that as a motivation to do the right thing, which is factually the right thing.
Yeah.
Which could lead in the future then to you, okay, if you had to succeed even just a little bit, being virtuous and then finding peace in that. And
well, that is the most meritorious for them.
Again, if you had to, your parents had to then meet you again at that point, and they were good enough parents, they would at least recognize that their son, their daughter was actually happy, factually doing quite well. Yeah. And that would then make them happy as well.
It would, even if it doesn't, the fact that they would have raised a being, an individual, that has now become established in virtue and right view and efforts and so on, they would partake in that. Because you wouldn't be where you were if they haven't raised you rightly. So that's what I mean, it's beneficial for them as well. But, yeah, it's they may not see it.
But, yeah, it's good if you have compassion for them.
Of course, sure. If there is an opening for them to hear it, to learn from you, which they might be, and it's probably a good likelihood, you know, if sometimes a past they'll come around and accept that and so on. But either way, it's not going to be easy. If you choose to stay because it feels like, oh, you're going to appease more people sooner and it feels safer, is it though? I mean, you might not see tomorrow. Things happen. And what have you, basically you gave up the whole opportunity for a complete freedom and escape on account of something that you didn't even get to do. Because again, people do assume they're going to live forever. So when they make these plans about the future and family and job and looking after parents years, decades ahead, it's like, okay, yeah, but do you have that much time? How do you even know that? So if you were to think more acutely, more in a more disciplined manner of your situation, that liability to sickness, aging and death is not 30 years from now on, it's always the same, always equal from the day you were born, then you would, I think it would be easier to make this decision. You would not even be considering, really. You would not be weighing these options. Because again, one, not just that it's even more uncertain, but you might not even get to actually develop it the way you were hoping.
But even if you had to have the perspective of what you just said, death, all the time is there for you, basically. Even if you have that perspective, well, if you have that perspective and then the world is telling you that you're wrong. No.
Oh, that's irrelevant. Nothing can come in between that.
Yeah.
Well, just experience that anxiety of things could end. Doesn't matter who says what. It won't make a difference to that recognition.
And if it does?
So it's when you yourself forget it or think you're kind of absolved from it. That's when you start considering these long-term things and forgetting how uncertain they actually are and how contingent they are upon all sorts of things that are not in your control. Your health, other people's health, circumstances, everything else around you. So
you're not sure about your perspective that you have, that death is always present. You're not sure about that, really. If the world starts to say to you, no, That's not the way it is. Forget it. It's about life.
Yeah, living. It hasn't sunk in.
It hasn't sunk in then, actually. You're swayed still by the world.
Yeah, I mean, even asking a question, well, can I have both? How can I do both? It's already like, you know the answer there. So you're just hoping, reaching for straws, basically. You want to hear something magical that will absolve you from responsibility either way. But I'm saying the opposite. Mm-hmm. You're going to accept responsibility for both. So if you stay with your parents, you have to accept responsibility for everything that comes out of it and for not pursuing the practice and liberating yourself. If you go and pursue the practice for liberating yourself, you have to accept the full responsibility for that. Whenever you're slacking, non-diligent, lazy, gonna accept that, and the fact that you cause your parents immense amount of pain. So not just that you can't have both, you're gonna have even less either way. But that is still more right than lying to yourself about it. If you become a monk, then your responsibility, not just that it doesn't diminish, it doubles up. And that's a good thing.